You tuned into Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. And as we have been bringing you reports today throughout the day from Canada and Calgary and the events against the G8 summit, we mentioned earlier in some of our reporting that activist, musician extraordinaire David Rovix, who has been on Free Radio many times in the past, and also played our most recent benefit in February, was denied access into Canada. He joins us now by telephone from Bismarck, North Dakota, where he has been is trying to get to the East Coast now. David, hello. Welcome to Free Radio today.
Hey, glad to be here.
I'm really sorry to hear that you were unable to take part in the protest up in Calgary.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed about it.
So tell us your experience. You took part in the activist conference in Missoula, Montana, and then we're headed up north. Tell us a bit about the activist gathering there that you took part in.
The gathering in Missoula was wonderful. People from all over the place, largely Montana, but folks from Seattle and California and all over, and apparently lots of great workshops and speeches that I missed, and a lot of music, most of which I did catch, because I was kind of helping run the stage.
Can I get you to speak up just a bit?
Oh, yeah,
thanks.
Sure. Is that better?
Yeah, it's much better.
And so it was, yeah, a lot of great folks there, and geez, you know, my concert was a lot of fun. The audience was amazing. And then we were going to, well, I was with a bunch of other people, but ultimately by myself, crossing the border. And then they turned me away because they had my name on a list, and saying that I was trying to get into Calgary and was up to no good.
So you have a pre-written statement for us?
Oh, I was going to read that over the phone to them in Calgary, that they so that they can, instead of my set, they're going to, you know, replay this pre-recorded statement and maybe a song or something.
Oh, I see.
Tonight, but I mean, I could tell you what I'm going to say over the phone there, but it's
because you
just
were
basically the short version of what we're saying now. Basically,
you were scheduled to take part in a concert that's happening pretty soon, actually. With
tonight, yeah.
With a number of individuals, including Bruce Coburn and Ann Feeney and some others. Tell us a little bit about that. And
well, it was going to be a great concert involving all kinds of music from all over the place, you know, for several hours. And I was going to do a 40-minute set in there somewhere between Ann Feeney and Bruce Coburn. But I'm not now.
How long were you detained at the border before they actually told you couldn't get in?
I don't know. I didn't have a watch on me, but I think it was like a couple hours.
Yeah.
And they asked me all kinds of questions about why I had, you know, literature advocating direct action, and you know, questioned me on the themes of the songs and my CDs, and basically determined that I was a leftist, and therefore I must be going to Calgary, and therefore I should be, you know, kept out of the country.
Wow.
Although they were also saying that, you know, if they were convinced that I was just going to be peacefully protesting, then they would have let me through. But I mean, what complicated that was. In retrospect, I feel like I should have said, I was going to actually go play this concert, but, I also don't have a work permit, so I couldn't really say I was going to go play the concert because I figured that would get me turned away.
Right.
So.
Do you have a criminal record, if you don't mind my asking? Was there anything to suspect them that you might take part in some kind of illegal activities? I mean,
yeah, I have a criminal record, but I guess it's all been, all the charges were dropped, I think, for anything I ever did.
Huh.
And plus, I have no record of violent crime. So, in a democracy, you're supposed to be, innocent until proven guilty, and they can't just tell you, well, years ago you committed an act of civil disobedience, and therefore you can't, you know, have the right to protest. You know, there are certain consequences for certain actions, and, you know, the consequence for blocking a street is that they're going to try to get you out of the street and arrest you and charge you with whatever they think the appropriate crime is. But they can't, I mean, it's totally anti-democratic to say, you've committed this crime before, and so you're, you know, we assume you're going to do it now, and so we'll preemptively, you know, keep you from expressing your right to free speech, you know.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, Canada isn't a democracy. So, you know, it's ruled by the rich, just like this country.
And as we're seeing today, too, also, I mean, there was so many police, and it seems that a lot of people were intimidated by
a lot of their bravado that they put forth in the media prior to these demonstrations about having rocket launchers on hand and prepared to use lethal force and this and that. And so I think that that seemed to dampen a lot of people's spirits and probably discouraged a lot of people from even participating at all.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, they do this every time, but people don't seem to really get it together to realize, like, this is a propaganda ploy that they're going to do every time. But, I mean, some people do, obviously. But, you know, yeah, I talked to so many people who are all like, oh, yeah, we're going to Calgary. And now, over the past couple months, you know, with all the stuff about, there's going to be a, an armed occupation of Calgary, so many people have been saying, well, I don't think I'll be able to get across the border. And, in my case, I did get turned away from the border, but I think there's only, I haven't heard the numbers, but I don't think there's been more than a couple dozen people turned away.
Yeah.
So, you know, clearly it wasn't like the government of Canada was actually planning on, mounting a massive, campaign to quash civil liberties of people from the U.S. that want to protest against their government and the rest of the G8. But the propaganda effect was there, and they did their whole campaign of propaganda about what they were going to do. And people have to stop believing the corporate media is what it comes down to, and stop believing the governments when they say this kind of stuff, because, they're always bullshitting.
Yeah. In your case, it seems clear, though, that you were on some sort of list. I read a statement on your website, davidrovics.com, and it said that they actually threatened you with detention for up until the 28th if you tried to cross again after you were denied access.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they said that if I tried to cross again, I could be arrested and detained until the end of the protest.
Wow.
But as it is, they said that if I didn't try to cross before then, that I would be free to enter Canada in the future. So, they were really trying to make the case that Canada is not a police state, but they just don't believe that I'm going to be peaceful.
Right.
I think so. But then again, at the same time, I was on this list, and where does this list come from? I mean, they compile lists of people that have actually been convicted of crimes. Of a violent nature or whatever, or civil disobedience, nonviolent or what, But in this case, they're just being completely preemptive about it, which is, even scarier. Although I think it's ridiculous to bar people from a country if they've been convicted of civil disobedience type offenses before. But to do that to somebody who doesn't even have a criminal record to speak of, no traceable criminal record. I mean, I've been. When I was younger, I spray painted a couple of walls. I, did a civil disobedience action, got arrested for it when I was 19. But, basically, all the charges were dropped, so they wouldn't be on my record. So what this is totally preemptive.
Yeah. Well, they know that music is one way that's effective, that reaches people with a message, a clear message about why people are gathering, and maybe that's one reason. I mean, I know that your music is very politically charged, and it is pretty right on to the point of what people are talking about. I mean, the issues that are being, being raised in the streets and the alternatives being presented to this global Neolithic model that we have currently.
Well, I'd love to think that they turned me away because they're afraid of my music. I mean, that would be a real honor. I'm not even sure whether they knew I was a musician. The people at immigration there did not.
No.
Until
they saw
your
stuff.
But they didn't. It's not like this piece of paper said he's a musician. But of course, if they were actually concerned about that, then they wouldn't put it on their piece of paper, so that they can get nailed for it, They probably wouldn't say turn this guy away from the border. They'd say go through the normal processes, which keeps them out of the hot oil there,
So you're in Bismarck, North Dakota right now. What are your plans? You're headed east. What's the summer looking like for you?
Well, I'm headed east to just kind of hang around and not play any gigs for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'll have stuff going on in California and Colorado. Well, I'll be playing in Santa Cruz, actually, on the 23rd of July.
Oh, great. That's great to hear that.
Oakland on the 22nd and Colorado after that. And then maybe at the Green Convention in Philly, and and you know, lots of other places on the East Coast in August.
Any plans to attend the Grassroots Radio Conference in the Catskills?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool, I'll be there, too.
Oh, great.
We'll see each other then, and in July, too.
Yeah, August.
That's in
August,
July. But if you're...
Yeah, the Grassroots Radio Conference is in August, yeah.
If you're in Santa Cruz on the 23rd.
Yeah,
cool.
I'll see you all there.
All right, well, David, I want to get going here, keep it kind of short. Thanks for joining us on the phone, though, today. Any final thoughts for us?
Oh, keep on fighting. We'll win.
And one final thing I just remembered. We got your new songs. I really want to thank you for writing the Pirate Radio song. I know some folks down here are real happy about that. So
good.
We do appreciate your efforts.
Oh, good.
And we'll see you in July.
Yeah.
All right. Then. Take care, David.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
International terrorists are scheming. They want to bring the planet to its knees. They're hiding in their bunkers, and they're plotting with bombs and guns and biological disease. Any means to reach their ends is worth pursuing. If lives are lost, then that's the way it goes. It's the game of world domination. The stakes are high, as everybody knows. And the international terrorists are flying in their jets, trying to find the city to hit today. For all of the injustice in the world, they're gonna make somebody pay. They'll make sure their people will support them through the use of their powerful cartel. If you are to prosper, this is their decision, whether you will starve or else live well. And the international terrorists are busy trying to win your heart and mind. They're making news and writing press releases so that you can have your thoughts defined. And they say that they're the voice of reason, and they want to make the world free. And they will vilify, disappear, and torture anyone who would dare disagree. International terrorists are many, every color, size, and shape and height. Some are only small and local bullies, content to bomb a building in the night, while some are in each pocket of the world, looking for a country to attack. They're training in their bases somewhere near you, and they're flying in the skies above Iraq. The IMF is the name of their cartel, and CNN's their propaganda arm. And if they don't brainwash and starve you into line, they'll make damn sure all your people come to harm. They'll decimate and carpet bomb your country with a million mercenaries and machines, striking fear into the people of the world, the US Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines.